Well, dear friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord, and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You heard these words a few moments ago. Jesus says, "But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Now, you know, there are some of you in the back who take that very seriously. But in all seriousness, you know, what Jesus is doing here is a lot more than just dinner etiquette. This is a lot more than just moral teaching about humility. Can you take it that way? Yeah, sure you can on a surface level, but there's something deeper going on here. And what's going on is that Jesus is teaching about himself. He's teaching about his reign of reversal. That when Jesus is king, he is a king of reversals, a reversal of fortune for his people. So let's set the scene, right? Jesus comes to this banquet or dinner party with all these Pharisees and lawyer types, you know, the higher ups, the honorable ones, right? And there's this man in their presence who has dropsy. He's sick. He's ill. He needs healing. And Jesus asks them a question. Remember from the reading? What does he ask them? "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" Now you might know that, of course, you didn't do any work on the Sabbath. You were supposed to be resting on the Sabbath or else, right? And so Jesus was asking, hey, you know, the Sabbath, we're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. God created the Sabbath to take care of his people so that they would depend on him. So is it lawful to do work and heal on the Sabbath or not? And they look at him. And what does Jesus do? He heals the man on the Sabbath, right? He heals on the Sabbath. Tells him to get up and go on his way. Jesus demonstrates what the Sabbath is for. The Sabbath is for rightness, where things are made right. Now, you might go all the way back, and you might rewind all the way back to that very first Sabbath, right? On day 7 of creation, God creates the whole world and everything in it on 6 days, right? And he makes Adam and Eve on that 6th day, all right? So by my calculations, that's on Friday. Adam and Eve were made on a Friday, and God makes the next day his day of rest. You know, it's not because God did a lot of work and he was tired. It was because God saw everything that he made and it was good, right? And so he creates a whole day to enjoy the Sabbath. And so he rests on the 7th day because everything is right. Everything in creation is the way it's supposed to be. It is full of rightness, right? And Adam and Eve, I love this idea because Adam and Eve are made on Friday, all right? They're created on Friday, and then their first full day in creation is not working. Saturday, right? Their first full day of creation is just simply enjoying everything that God made. It's resting, hanging out with God in this brand new, perfect, beautiful creation. They get to delight in the world that he has made. Their first full day is Saturday, full of college football games. can tell it's on my mind. I think that why God creates them on that Friday and they enjoy that Saturday as their first full day of creation is because God is teaching them something important. He is their gracious, loving, eager host. He has made this whole world not because he needed it, but because it is his delight to give it. And he wants Adam and Eve to delight in what he has made for them. He wants to enjoy this world with them. He is their host, and they are his honored guests in this creation. That's Sabbath, where we enjoy what God has made and everything is made right. So, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Could there be anything more fitting on the Sabbath than this man who needs healing to be healed by Jesus? And by the way, what does this say about Jesus that he heals on the Sabbath? That he is the gracious host. He is none other than the Lord and the creator of heaven and earth. The same Lord who rested and delighted and hung out with Adam and Eve on that very first Sabbath. Now you know the rest of the story with Adam and Eve. There's this thing called sin. Have you ever heard of sin? And there's sin, and then there's this thing called death. And sin and death, they corrupt God's creation. That was full of rightness. God's creation full of rightness is now corrupted, and there's now wrong in the world and things that are not right and things that are not the way that they should be. It is broken. And so what does it say about Jesus' mission? That Jesus' mission is to re-Sabbath the world, to repair the world, to redignify and honor his world. The mission of Jesus is none other than being the king who comes to make things right. It is his reign of reversal. To take what is broken and make it new. And so that's why Jesus is at this dinner party full of the Pharisees and the lawyers. And he heals the man and sends him off. And then he turns to the Pharisees and the lawyers who have been invited. And he tells these two parables, right? And remember, these parables, they might sound like they're about dinner etiquette. And they could be. You might try these out at a party. They might work. But it's more than just dinner etiquette. And the first parable he tells is about sitting in the lowest place. Right? He tells them, when you get invited to a party, all right, don't just go straight to the highest place so that you could chase that honor. When you come to a dinner party, you sit in the lowest place. Why? Because you want the host to come and to say, friend, what are you doing here? Come on, you don't belong with these hooligans over here in the back. You belong in the front. Come on, come up higher. And then when you do that, you will be honored in all who sit in the presence of all who sit at table with you, right? That's what Jesus says. And while that might be good, savvy, strategic dinner etiquette, remember who is talking. Jesus might be in attendance at this dinner party. He might have gotten an invitation, but who is Jesus? He's the host. He's the Lord and the creator of all things in heaven on earth. He might be at somebody else's dinner party, but this is his dinner party because he is a host. And he's talking to these Pharisees and these lawyers who have found for themselves the best seats at what is truly his party. And not just at the party that he's at, but have made themselves the best seats. They honor themselves as the more righteous ones, right? The holier ones. What Jesus is saying here is drop the facade. Be honest about your sin. Be honest that you are not who you should be, that you are not right. And while Jesus is talking to Pharisees and lawyers and people who are frankly hypocritical about the faith, and he's not necessarily talking to us as his church, it is a good reminder for us, though, to be honest about our sin. You know, there's another word for that called repentance. And that's what repentance is. It's dropping the facade. It's being honest about sin. It's saying, Lord, you know me. You know that who I am is not who I should be. You know that I am not right. But then Jesus tells a second parable, right? The second parable was directed towards the host. And he points at the host and he says, when you host a party, don't invite the honorable, don't invite the rich, don't invite the most popular people, right? Invite the dishonorable. Invite the outcasts. Invite the poor. You know what? When Jesus says this to the host, and he tells his expectations for somebody who is hosting, remember who Jesus is. He is the host. You get to see what kind of host Jesus is. He is the host who believes not in inviting the ones who have it together. He's not the host who believes inviting only the rich and only the honorable. He is the host who invites the dishonorable, the poor, and the outcast. Dear friends, I know what you know what Jesus is talking about. Jesus did not come for the wealthy, but for the sick. Jesus came for the alcoholics and the outlaws. Jesus came for the drug addicts. He came for the lonely. He came for the lowly. He came for the hopeless and the helpless. He came for those who can't get over the sin problem. He came for the ones who are looked down on in society. He came for the littlest kids. Jesus came for sinners like you and like me. And Jesus even came for the dead. And he raises the dead. And he forgives those who carry with them in their whole lives guilt and shame and regrets. Those who would never dream of sitting at the highest table. It's to those that he says, friend, what are you doing back here? Move up higher. Dear Christians, I know you know that that's the kind of host Jesus is, and that that's the kind of host Jesus is for you. Because you are the one that Jesus has told to move up higher. You know, in my ministry, I often talk to people who are Christians and have been Christians their whole life, and they're very faithful people. And yet they will tell me, Pastor, I don't know if I'm going to heaven. And I go, what are you talking about? And they say, well, I just got all these sins and I carry so much guilt and shame. Would you, if you went to a party and the host told you, hey, move up to this table higher right now, would you tell them, no? Nope. No. You would do whatever the hell the host tells you to, right? Because they're the ones that make the rules. It's their party. Well, dear friends, it is Jesus' party. And he has told you, dear sinner, that you are forgiven. And he has told you to move up higher. Don't let your doubts and your guilt and your shame tell you otherwise. Don't let your doubts and guilt and shame have a bigger voice than Jesus. Because Jesus reigns with reversal. And you know this because he, of all people, the host himself, who is sinless and holy and righteous, he is the one who went to the cross for you. He took the lowest place. He took the place of shame and guilt and dishonor. And he took all the sins of the world on himself. And he did that so that he could tell you, friend, move up higher. Take the seat of honor. Be holy. Have my holiness. Have my righteousness. You no longer have your sin or guilt or shame because it belongs to Jesus. Dear friends, we as the church are his gathering of a Sabbath banquet. You remember what Martin Luther says in his small catechism in the third commandment? I know you got this memorized, right? I'm going to read it, but you guys can just recite it, all right? It says, remember the Sabbath day by what? Keeping it holy. And then what does Luther say? His explanation? What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. We are the gathering of people that Jesus, our host, has invited us to move up higher. That's who we all are. We are the people that have moved up higher because Jesus told us to. And when we gather for church, this is a banquet, a Sabbath banquet, where we feast on the word and the forgiveness and the healing and the rightness, the righteousness of Jesus himself. So by the way, that's why you want to be here. And often, for the Christian, this is the best part of our week. And I say that as somebody who just watched college football yesterday. This is the best part of our week. Nothing gets better than this, where we gather on the best things that Jesus, our host, has to give us. Because he reigns, it's here that he reigns with reversals. It's here where sinners are forgiven. And it's here where the least among us are honored. It's here where the dead are promised life. It's here where the host is the meal. It's here where even babies are made royalty in baptism. Friends, it's here where we gather around Jesus, our host. And it's the same place where we extend the host's invitation to others. My guess is that in your life, in your daily life, you probably run into other people who would qualify as outcasts. Have you ever met other sinners out there? Have you met people who are sick or in need of healing? Have you met other people who are in need of hope or people who are lonely? You and I get to extend the host's invitation to others. And we get to extend an invitation to be healed by none other than the Lord of the Sabbath himself. To not only be healed, but find true rest and true rightness. Because it is here, dear Christian, where Jesus gives what he gave to Adam and Eve on that very first full day of their life. And no, it wasn't the full day of college football. But it's here where Jesus gives true Sabbath rightness, because he gives to you again and again and again what he won for you by his cross and by his resurrection. Friends, Jesus is the host. And Jesus' reign of reversals is happening. In his name, amen.